Hey there, and welcome to May of 2024. May is a four universal month in an eight universal year, but this isn't just any day, every day kind of a four. May is actually a 13-4 universal month that is influenced by a karmic influence, a karmic punch, if you will, only seen four times in a year. So listen up, people. This month is absolutely pivotal in your universal year of eight. Why? Well, because May equals five, okay? We know that 2024, when we add it together, 2 + 0 + 2 + 4 = 8. And then we're gonna add 5 and 8 together, comes to 13. So this is the first in a succession of four karmic debt universally influenced months for 2024. Next time we're gonna see one will be in June, right? Back to back. And we'll see one in August and also in November. They will all hold different numbers. You'll see the 14-5, you'll see 16-7, you'll see 19-1, all of which are karmic debt influences. But this month, we're talking about the 13-4 karmic debt influence. So why is this even a big, fat, hairy deal? Why am I getting so excited about this? Because 2024 is a stellar opportunity to finally create and step into whatever it is you want. You are being well supported right now. The stars have finally freaking aligned to allow you to be all that you know you can be. This is go time, people. This is go time. There's no time to pause. This is go time. So it's a time when you can finally recognize how maybe possibly you've allowed people to treat you like a doormat. Is that possible? Has that happened in your life? Is it time to take back your own personal power? Where have you been surrendering it? You know, where have you been taking kind of a back seat? You're able now potentially to see where your issues that are related to money and to your own personal abundance may have been created. Like, who planted those seeds and when did you choose to believe them? Creating all these limiting beliefs that you tend to hold on to, right? So it's time. It is time to move on. You are in the driver's seat. Seriously, pedal to the metal. Whatever you do, you got to make it happen this month, right? This year, every month is really, really important. But my intention this month is to make sure you understand that the influence of this 13-4 karmic debt for May of 2024 might tempt you. It may tempt you to procrastinate just a little bit. We have no time to procrastinate in 2024. I don't care what month it is. We don't have time. This is not a time to become a couch potato, people. The 13-4 energy may cause you to feel just a little bit lazier than normal, a little frustrated, a little unmotivated. If you already are a four, your life path number is a four, or you have a four dominant number in your triad of numbers, so that would be life path number, expression number, heart's desire number, you might feel this a little bit more than most. You might feel that you are a bit disinterested in finishing what you've started. It's kind of like you're taking a back seat to it, don't really feel interested anymore, that ship has sailed. You might be a little foggier than normal in your thoughts, with lacking a little bit of self-direction. Your thoughts are scattered and you've got zero focus, okay? So you may be focused on everything in your life that you feel you're unhappy with, everything that's not right, everything that sucks right now. You might be a little too focused about it. And we know that whatever we put our energy, attention, and focus to is going to get bigger, right? We want to focus on what we want rather than what we don't want, because the universe is going to deliver whatever it is you're focusing on. So you might as well focus on the good stuff, right? So let's be sure that we are, in fact, focused on what we actually do want to create. It's a very conscious month, okay? Very, very conscious. We have to be constantly reminded about what do we want. As soon as we start expressing what we don't want, I don't know, take an elastic band on your wrist and snap it if you have to. Coco-bonk yourself if you have to, I don't care. But you got to stay on track with staying really, really positive this month under this influence. So you may feel a little bit more inclined to take shortcuts to achieve your goals a little bit more quickly. But you got to know that the energy of that four relates to a more disciplined application of focus, especially as it relates to your work and what it is you're trying to manifest. Okay, remember, 2024, what is it? It's an eight universal year. What does that mean? It's a manifesting year. The whole planet is on steroids, right? Turbocharging the potential to create. You get to create what you don't want, but you can also create what you do want. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking I want to create what I do want. So you might also feel maybe a little bit resistant to change. changing things up for the better. You might want to just kind of be that couch potato who kind of sits around and just kind of waits for stuff to happen. No more waiting. Can't. It's not possible. You've got to get with the program this month and be right on your game. You might be feeling really stuck. Okay. The four has a tendency to feel stuck. Why? Because the potential to focus is so great. What do we focus on? We focus on what's pissing us off the most, right? If, I always tell a story about, I don't know, you're building a foundation for your home, right? You're building a house and you've got your hammer and nails and whatnot, and you're building your foundation and you're doing your thing and you're slamming down the nails and whack, you hit your thumb, right? And freaking hurts. And now I'm coming up to visit you and I'm saying, hey, oh my God, look at this house. I love this. This is amazing. You're doing such a great job. Look at this view. Oh, it's perfect. And I'm just, showering you with all these compliments and whatnot. What are you thinking about in that moment? You're not thinking about what I'm saying. You're thinking about your freaking thumb because it freaking hurts, right? It's throbbing. That's the only thing that's on your mind is what's pissing you off the most, right? So we want to make sure that we are focused on what we do want because the natural tendency is to focus on what we don't, right? But we know better, right? So feeling stuck, I have to remind you, is a choice. It's impossible to be stuck. The planet is not going to stop revolving just because you're having a bad day. It's not going to be like, hey, Susie's having a bad day. Can we just like slow down the rotation today, just for today? Because she's just having a bit of a bad. It's not going to happen, people. Okay. It's just not going to happen. So feeling stuck is a choice. Just remember that. So can you see just how detrimental this can be in a powerhouse year of eight? And these are only a few of the ways that the 13-4 can cause you to feel, but this influence is only temporary, right? This is a very temporary influence. This is 31 days out of 365. So it's kind of humbling when we look at it that way. And let's face it, when you know more, you can be more. It's a good thing I've got you covered, right? So let's talk about how we can navigate the 13-4 karmic debt influence in May of 2024. How do we get the best out of it? Well, you're going to expect to feel unmotivated. So make a plan to stay on track. Okay. Use your cell phone. Use the calendar in your cell phone. I live by mine to prompt you with tasks, right? Maybe that's paying more attention to getting your taxes done on time. Who wants to do their taxes, right? It's got to be done. So little nudges, little prompts, little things that'll keep you organized is it's a really good idea this month. So use your calendar, use your cell phone, whatever way, write it on your hand, whatever you have to do, right, to inspire you into action. So expect to feel unfocused. So watch out for the time suckers, especially when you're scrolling on social media. Unless, of course, you're on one of my channels and you're reading all my stuff, then that's okay. So I want you to just, take a look at what is a time sucker in your life. Is it YouTube? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it TikTok? Is it Netflix? What is it? Right? Because you can get sucked down that bunny hole real quick under this influence. So really just be very mindful of how you use your time. Give some thought to your creative potential. Remember, this is a 13-4 influence. How does that break down? The 1, 1, 3, 4. Okay. The 1 relates to you tapping into your creative potential, learning how to be a bit more confident. Believing in your creative potential. We are all born with it, believe it or not. It's about uniqueness, authenticity, originality, creativity. So find some unique ways to express yourself because the 3, 1, 3, the 3 is three, right? 3 is the way to express yourself. Are we still in Mercury retrograde? I think we must be. So just consider some unique ways to express yourself. Be your best friend, be your cheerleader. Okay. Step away from your comfort zone and challenge yourself to be more confident. I was thinking about the other day, I was on a ladder painting my bathroom, and it meant that I had to get up on like the fourth rung of the ladder. That's a little higher than what I'm comfortable with. And I've had my eyes lasered, so I don't have the focus like I used to, but I thought, oh man, I'm just going to do this myself. 'Cause I kind of like painting, believe it or not. So I have my little special sash brush and I'm going in there and I'm doing a perfect job and I am balancing on the fourth rung of the ladder. And I thought, damn, you know what? I just challenged myself to do something I wasn't really comfortable to do, but I killed it and I felt really good about it, right? So maybe you can find something as well. Getting on the fifth rung is overrated. Just put that out there. You might want to join a Toastmasters club or a writing group somewhere that you can Express yourself originally. Express yourself more this month. Get off the couch and do it. So, in a nutshell, May 2024 is going to challenge you to stay on track and not fall through the cracks of distraction and procrastination. Okay. 2024 is an eight universal year that you won't benefit from for another 9 years. The clock is ticking. Every day that goes by, we're one day closer to not seeing this again for 9 years, right? So, how old are you going to be in 9 years' time? Like, are you really going to be ambitious? I mean, I think about myself, I'm 65, right? I'll be 74 years old the next time this opportunity comes around. Like, am I really going to feel like making things happen? You got to do it now, right? Don't postpone it. Do it now. Take a moment to value the gifts each month is bringing you, because each month in the whole year of 2024 is really important. You can create your best year ever, in spite of the fact that we're under the influence of this karmic debt of 13-4 for the month of May. I know that you are going to create your best month ever, because now you know how to do it because you were smart enough to watch this video. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you being here. I don't typically ask to, hit the like button and the bells and the whistles and whatnot, but I really do appreciate it because it sure helps out my channel a little bit. And I love to be able to share the message with anybody who can benefit. So if you don't mind sharing the video wherever you can, that would be amazing. Love you guys tons. Can't wait to see you in the next video. Take care and bye for now.